Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is at stake. The Mega Millions drawing tonight was about 7.25, something like that, for the drawing. It's Tuesday, January the 3rd. It could be a big winner by this time tomorrow, and we'll have the story for you here first. First,
unless it's one of us, I hope
and
everybody
factual. Now, listen. Got to keep going. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, celebrating Tuesday, January the 3rd on the radio. You've eaten a lot. You've hopefully slept a lot. Now it's time for you to move a lot. Get going. Your body is keeping score with you, and from that you cannot escape. My body is telling me that I need apple cider vinegar and honey for whatever is going on. That was Dr. Jack's remedy, and I'm going to go right to it, matter of fact. So those of you who have a little of this and a little of that, I've always known that those two things were good together. But it's funny how you just forget, right, Jay? You just kind of sometimes just forget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep, that's the easiest way for me to handle what's going on. All right, so we have some, the stuff from the football field that Jack was talking about. If you didn't hear the conversation, we are into this business about what happened to the football player and whether, this is something that he's going to get over. Mm-hmm. Jack says, no, he's not going to get over.
It's heartbreaking when you watch that video because on first look, the tackle, it almost looks like a potential head injury because there was some helmet. It looked like helmet-to-helmet contact. But he gets up right away, and he takes a couple steps, and then he just falls.
Bongo.
And it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah. All right, here's some good news. If you're a Bat fan, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Batman.
Batman.
A lot of animals that are far easier to love than bats. That's for sure. Down in Houston, the Humane Society is focused on rescuing about 1,600 of them because they're worried they will freeze to death on the ground. They've had a cold snap down in Texas for the past, what, James, 2 weeks? How long has it been cold down in Texas? 2-3 weeks,
it's warmed
right?
up now, but it's been about 2 weeks, yeah.
All right, so when it's cold, bats plummet from the sky onto the cold pavement where they would have been run over, except there was a bunch of volunteers that worked to try to save them. The wildlife director of the Houston Humane Society, name is Mary Warwick, was out doing some holiday shopping when she began to worry about the bat colony under a bridge. And so she went there looking. She found 100 of them lying stiff on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not everybody who would be too concerned about bats. Most people think bats are creepy. But they are good in terms of habitat because they lots of
they
gunk.
Help minimize the mosquitoes.
Yeah, right. Eat
different
those
things.
Mosquitoes. Yeah.
Well, and she would go look for them twice a day. And almost every time she found around 100 just lying on the ground.
Uh-oh.
And she brought in 900 more the following week, ended up saving nearly 1,600.
Well, good for her. All right. Yeah, if the bats are a priority, there's a from the Batmobile, a bat lover, there's some good news. Here, I guess, would be also good news. Southwest Airlines says they're going to operate a near-normal schedule today, after almost a week of mass cancellations and unbelievable horror nightmares, weddings ruined, people getting heart transplants, can't get them, people just lives, many of them affected, in some cases ruined by Southwest and their bizarre operation. It just is bizarre. I mean, yeah, we get that the weather caused some cancellations, but not
but they were
three
having
quarters
issues before that weather hit.
Yeah. They had a lot of issues. Too big, too fast, too many bean counters, not enough operators. The guy who founded Southwest was an operator. He knew how to run an airline. The people that are there now are bean counters. So, meanwhile, up above, speaking of up in the air, there's a, if you've looked in the cosmos already this year, there was a comet discovered like a year ago at this time that's traveled billions and billions and billions of miles, I like Carl Sagan, from its origins at the edge of the solar system. And now, in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be visible. It's comet, just for those of you who are keeping track, go to the NASA website, identified as C/2022E3 for last year. It was seen in March of last year as it made its way through Jupiter's orbit. And this is because of those telescopes that we've got out there. Now they can see all of this sort of thing. So imagine, this is from our solar, from where we are in the solar system, third rock from the sun. This big, you know, you go out there and you look at Jupiter, it's a big ice ball, basically. And the fact that you can see what's going on here, 465 billion miles from the Earth. Can we even, we can't even conceptualize that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you say I, some of you say I sound like a child when I get in awe of what is part of the universe, but it is awesome. It just is. And the fact we can track things like this, what is it, what does it mean? It just means that in a sort of protective way, we can see things that may, we weigh out that may be a danger to the Earth. In this case, this isn't. Anyway, this is, there was another comet back in 2013 that was close to Mars. We saw it in 2013, got close to Mars in 2014. And now, according to NASA, this particular comet, they've they're following this one comet. This gives you an idea about how much information they have and how they figure things out. The comet they sighted in 2013 that went by Mars in 2014 will not return in that same orbit for 740,000 years. Who the heck figured that out? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's this lady who's an astronomer with the Royal Observatory. Saying that the comet we're talking about this year could be the same as this one that we're talking about from 2014, the one that was last year and now this year, the one we're 740,000 years before it comes back again. I don't think we'll see it. What do you think? Yes, no, maybe?
I want to think about that.
Yeah, whatever life you're living. Life is worth living. Okay, well, let's see what's going on today. A little bit more mundane is what's going on in Congress. It is time for the new Congress to get sworn in today. And I see that that Jerkelberger who lied all over the place, what was his name, Santos? I would have figured by now somebody would have figured out a way to keep him from being sworn in, but they haven't.
I was looking at, can they? Isn't it kind of set in stone for a time being unless, impeach somebody like this?
Yeah. But it's one of those things. He was, what do they call it, dutifully or something. He was elected legitimately. Yeah, but he was a liar. Wow. Meanwhile, the Republicans want to know if McCarthy, who's trying to be elected House Speaker, will that work? This is really a very interesting, talk about a drama. McCarthy, who is a California Republican, he's short. In order to be the speaker, you've got to get 218 votes. Apparently, he doesn't. He knows how to count, and he's three short. So they're trying to find. They are. He's trying to find. There's nobody that is an obvious person in place of him, but there's enough of the lunatic fringe, and he's not any. He's no great shakes as far as I'm concerned, but. At any rate, he seems a little more reasonable than the next guy in line. He made a number of concessions to five or six members who were opposed to him. And yet they haven't committed themselves, at least the majority of them haven't committed themselves as to whether they'd vote for him or not. Excuse me. My guess is they'll fall into line. What do you think? Yeah, they'll fall into line.
Is that wishful thinking?
No, I don't really care, frankly. I think he's. Mm-hmm. I think these people are so. Nancy Pelosi, these power crazed. The woman who is her assistant, who is the second in command, is a woman from Massachusetts, Catherine, what the heck's her last name? I don't know. She's a horror show, too. So there's not any Graham. Is her name Graham? No, I forget what her name is. I think it may be Graham. They're all of them. They're all there for themselves. They're not there to help you. Not there to help me. They're not there to serve. It's all about power and control.
Well, so many people, because of the funds and the
yeah.
big donors, there are promises that now they
yep.
have to keep.
Promises, yeah, ta-da-da. So anyway, stock market opened for the first day of the new year. Markets in Europe up already, and they are expecting the United States, the markets here, to be up today. And that is, most of the predictors, I think I said this on New Year's, not New Year's Day, but last Thursday or Friday, we were talking about what might be the scenario here in our country for and around the world in terms of whether there's a real recession or not. Most people feel the first 6 months of this year will be like the last 6 months of last year, and then about halfway through the year, things start to open up. And this is from those who are very optimistic about the future of the financial situation. And I think I think you hold those thoughts because it's better for you, better for all of us, right? If you're optimistic, you start your day, think about this in a manner of speaking. Now, here's a Tony Robbins quote that I think is applicable here, Jay. Stay committed to your decisions, but stay flexible in your approach. So that's really...
Oh, I think that's really good.
It is. And for the money markets, it makes nothing but sense. Be flexible. There are a lot of different things that can happen. And you got to be able to bob and weave with the punches, as it were. You're listening to the Good Day program at 18 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
And Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 23 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. This portion of the program usually, and will right now, talk about or concern ourselves with some things happening in social media. I have found something that troubles me, and therefore I want to pass it along to you to see what your reaction may be. So comment on the following story on our social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's Good Day Radio Show. It's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. The story of a professor in a college who lost her job over the weekend. We'll tell you why after this. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't ever have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. Hi, so Jay, this is the story of Professor Erica Prater, P-R-A-T-E-R, at Hamline University in St. Paul, Minnesota. She knew that there were a lot of Muslims who had deeply held religious beliefs that prohibit depictions of the Prophet Muhammad. So last semester for an art history class, she took precautions before she showed a painting of Islam's father. You know, a lot of these paintings of Jesus that show him as a white guy with long hair. It's nonsense, but some of the pictures of Muhammad aren't. Anyway, he would look very much like Jesus did because he's a Semite from the Middle East, the dark skin, big nosed guys. That's what they look like. Anyway, this professor in her syllabus warned that images of holy figures, including Muhammad and Buddha, would be shown during the course. She asked students to contact her if they had any concerns. She prepped the students, telling them that the painting would be displayed in case anybody was in there and wanted to leave, anybody who was practicing Muslim. Mm-hmm. Then she showed the image. And because of that, she was fired. So
because she showed the image, or because she was warned ahead of time?
No, because she showed the image. This is a private school, much like the one that I went to, about 1,800 students. They thought that the people that were running the school thought this would be a runaway fire, and so they fired her. But instead, what it's done is caused them much more of a problem because of what we call academic liberty. Academics are supposed to have it. How do you teach somebody critical thinking if you can't expose them to different ideas, whether they like them or they don't like them? This is going on not just in places like this university, but all over the country. People are being shouted down.
And this is a class about Islamic art.
Yeah, hello, duh. This is ridiculous.
Will not know what the class was itself?
Well, I think the people that run the school are afraid of backlash. People, most educators, whether they be in private colleges, public universities, the public school system, they're all cowards. They're all worried about their job. They're much more worried about themselves than they are the students, for the most part. That's what I find. And the connections that I have to people who are in academia, they don't get it. They're more interested in making sure that nobody is offended, and you don't ever learn if you don't offend somebody. It's just the way it is. So this woman, I hope she gets a job somewhere else, but that's pretty much an outrage in and of itself. 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, made in America. The weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code. MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee is labeling Representative George Santos a bad guy. The newly elected New York congressman is under fire for lying about his background on the campaign trail. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Kentucky Representative James Corner called his fellow GOP's members' distractions pretty despicable, but declined to say if Santos should step down, noting he was duly elected by the people. Santos is currently under federal investigation over his campaign finances, and some lawmakers are demanding a House Ethics Committee probe. James Cameron's second installment in the Avatar film series continues to rule North America's box offices. Avatar: The Way of Water earned just over $31 million during the holiday season in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. The horror comedy Megan finished second with nearly $18 million. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Fool's Russian movie in my head. Have you seen that one? It is so dang cute.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Well, Elvis was, if he had been still alive, would have been 77 yesterday. 87. Did I say 80? 88. Got to do my math right. 88. Born on the 8th of January, 1935. He passed away in August of 1977.
We all know he was that young.
42.
I know I was already gone. I wasn't alive yet when he was already gone. But just hearing about him and learning about him and everything, he always just seemed so much older when he passed. And he was only in his 40s.
Right.
It's just
and so Colonel Parker had controlled his life for 20 years. If you see the movie that's out now called Elvis with Tom Hanks and you know the fellow's name, I can remember Aaron. What's the fellow who played Elvis? He did a very good job.
Butler,
yeah, very good. Very, very good job.
Austin Butler.
Austin Butler, very good. Elvis, over the course of his career, recorded 429 hits. Imagine that, right? He was in 32 movies. He had one daughter. He only was married for 6 years. Very interesting that he was only married to Priscilla for 6 years, and yet she was probably, without doubt, other than his mother, mm-hmm. the most influential person in his life.
Oh, yeah.
And today...
They kept up a great friendship, even
yes.
past the relationship.
Yep. Kind of reminds me of the story of The Rock with his first wife, who was his manager,
mm-hmm.
and how much she... What was her name? Danny Garcia, I think, if I remember correctly. He's married to somebody else now. He's got a couple of children with him. But the same set of sort of story is with Elvis. He rocked, and I'm not trying to make a pun out of it, the music world, all the number one or top 10 songs he had, like the one that we just played,
mm-hmm.
She's Not You, You're the Devil in Disguise.
And wasn't he drafted? Didn't he serve after he started gaining fame?
Yep, he was famous. He was the most famous person, private Elvis Presley. He could have gotten out of it, but he didn't want to. He didn't think that was the right thing to do. So he served with everybody else. And while he was in the service, Colonel Parker released songs like he was still here, like the hits kept coming mm-hmm. that they'd recorded before he went into the service, which is kind of an amazing thing in and of itself. I love The Wonder of You and Suspicion, Viva Las Vegas, the Are You Lonesome Tonight? That's another great ballad.
Jailhouse
from
Rock.
Some of his movies, right, like Jailhouse Rock. Loving You is a movie made right after he got out of the service. Love Me Tender, all of those. He did the G.I. Blues, actually, I think. That was the first movie he did after he got out. That was right. That's right. I'm trying to remember all of these things. But the history, the music, what he stood for, certainly is worth a moment or two or three of our time. And so even though yesterday was his birthday, I figured we ought to spend a couple of minutes on Elvis Aaron Presley. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, here's some good news. Healthcare workers in Michigan, this is a lottery story. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So there's 78 of them that collectively won $1 million in Powerball last week, $12,800 for each member. The group of doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers from Traverse City been playing the lottery through their Heroes to Zeros Lottery Club. 65 members who play all the time. Anyone can throw in money whenever they choose. And so this guy who was the doctor that bought the ticket, Bernard Bossett, he bought it at a CVS store. And so now they had the $1 million prize. And they got the money, and they'll live happily ever. What do you do with $12,800? It's a down payment on a car, maybe, or something like that. But still,
on a nice vacation,
it's kind of cool.
Or pay off utilities.
I just think it's a cool message. Not anything else about sharing. Yeah. Speaking of the lottery, look at this jackpot: $1.1 billion. The Friday drawing yielded no big winner. So it might be time for you to get a ticket. I bought three of them last night on my way back to the farm. So $1.1 billion, what does that mean? They end up with about half that, I think, when they're all done. But this is the third largest. These jackpots keep more frequently getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Do you think that's
more people keep playing, and it'll be interesting to see how many more people buy a ticket if it even raises again before the drawing. I think, what is it? The cash out option as it is now is about $568 million.
Yep.
So that's still nothing to sneeze at. That's amazing.
Your odds of winning, 1 in 302 million. In Friday's drawing, mm-hmm. there were 4.4 million people who took home something, $2 to $1 million. Five of the tickets earned $1 million. I think we had that list on. No, I wouldn't have had it because drawing wasn't until Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets sold in New York, Florida, Maryland, and New Jersey won the $1 million. So the $1 billion mark, though, certainly gets a lot of attention from the news media. That gets people to go out and buy tickets. They want to be just like the guy who in July won that Mega Millions jackpot. He was from Des Plaines, Illinois, just north of Chicago. And so there you go, boys and girls. Exciting. Good for the dream quotient. That's what I do. I buy tickets and I just think, okay, how many people can I help with this? What do we do with the money?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way just to kind of
plan the cash out option or the annual.
Yeah, however you want to do it. Still, it's nothing. This kind of does nothing to sneeze at, if you'll pardon the pun. All right, here's the, I love this story. The Nazi treasure map. With a location of looted World War II jewels. The map that may hold a location to this treasure, now viewed by the public. The National Archives, I don't know where the... Where's Jay? What do we got going on here, James? What are we doing? What happened?
Is that Harrison Ford?
Okay. So we have, that's a miscue. But anyway, that was a slice from the movie, one of the Indiana Jones movies, where Harrison Ford is out looking in the balcony down in the castle of the Nazis, and he says, Nazis! Oh, you heard him just say that. I hate those guys. Anyway, so the National Archives of the Netherlands released a map as part of the archives' Open Access Day. 1,300 pages of World War II documents were published. Among the documents is this treasure map. Where's what's his face? The National Treasures. Were there three of those movies? Weren't there? National Treasure. What was it called?
With Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. Well, there's National Treasure. It was called, right?
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
Something like that.
National Treasure.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so this is a very specific map, apparently.
Yeah,
Jay.
We need to send him to the Netherlands. Get out.
Yes, we do. Yep, right. So there are a number of documents that appear to point to the treasure. It's hidden somewhere in the Gelderland province of the Netherlands. All right. Nazis. I hate those guys. Yeah. Today is National Clean Your Desk Day. How many people every once in a while clear off your desk? This is an annual event. Second Monday of January every year.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you should clean it off.
Clean it up.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Dust it. Sterilize it.
Bad hygiene. It's worse than the average toilet seat.
Isn't that gross when you really think about it?
There's
but
a visualization.
How often are we wiping down our workspaces?
Mm-hmm.
Probably
I look at my...
Enough, especially if it's in a public place. Not a public place, but you go into an office or something.
Right. Yeah. The fact that there's so much dirt around and you're breathing it, you know, most of the dirt and things that collect are, what most people don't know is that it's, most of the dust is actually skin. Dust is created by the skin that your body is throwing off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what most dust is, in case you didn't know it. And so, as you throw that off, you're going, you know, what's in your skin? What kind of gookamonga is in your skin and other people's skin? And then you're breathing it, you're touching it.
It is so gross. And I know this is kind of off topic, but it's on topic. Walk with me on this one. Have you ever been to somebody's house and they're like, do you want some ice in your drink? And then they use their bare hand to grab ice and they put it in your cup. It is the nastiest thing. There are particles of your skin, dead skin, that is now off in that ice. And they're expecting you to drink it. It is so gross.
Yum. All right, so clean off your desk. You know, we missed last week. It was the end of the 12 days of Christmas and people taking down their Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
All the excitement with the Christmas season. Now
that's
it's over.
Right, Friday was National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day.
Yep.
Which whoever decided that needs to back off and live their own life and stop telling us what to do. I feel very hostile against that particular day.
I want to leave up my... Well, my grandson reminded me of the stories that his mother told him about me leaving the... We were talking about this in the car the other day. I don't remember what the reference was, but Miles says, and Gramps kept his tree until February, until Valentine's Day. And then Megan remembered that one year I kept it up until Easter. because it wasn't around to make a difference. But when I cleaned it up, it was the most impossible mess. It was all dried like you wouldn't believe. And this at that time, the house had wide boards, and there were cracks between the boards.
Mm-hmm.
So all those pine needles go down into.
Oh, so it was a real tree you had left up that long.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right,
that's
exactly.
That's just really impressive.
Yeah, well, thank you. So anyway, this is an important part of the Christmas festivities, that is taking down the tree. If you haven't really taken it down, now it's probably a safety hazard, and you don't want the government coming and knocking on your door. Sir, you haven't taken down your Christmas tree? You're under arrest. You see that, because we have so much
patrol.
Government. And also, we missed National Trivia Day. National Trivia Day. I used to do a Boston radio program every night for an hour and a half of trivia based on a lot of the popular game shows that were either on TV or on the radio. And it was so much fun because people love trivia. Trivial Pursuit. I was looking at what the things that Miles got. How many of you gave games to your children, your grandchildren for Christmas? And among them, did they include trivia contests, trivia books? There's all kinds of stuff. It's been around for a long, long time. So here's a question. You ready, Jay, for this one? Maybe. No, let's ask James. James.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
Howdy. Yeah.
Okay. On April 10th, 2019, astronomers announced that they had captured an image of what? In space.
It was water on Mars, wasn't it? Well, darn.
No, it was a black hole.
Ooh.
All right, so, you see, I was thinking of making this a component of the morning program.
We should,
at some point.
110%.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, right, exactly. Trade on trivia. I used to have, well, never mind, I can tell you another story, but thankfully it's 48 past the hour, and I don't have to tell that story.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome to Earth, the rock from the sun.
She walks through the Smokies one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line.
All right. The way she looks, I'm lost already. Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments on the Good Day program. This is from the Third Rock from the Sun, the TV show with John Lithgow. Is that what this is? Okay.
Yeah, it premiered this day in TV history, January 9th, 1996, ran to 2001. Great John Lithgow was the star of that sitcom. Very quirky sitcom, but also Joseph Gordon-Levitt was on that show and really became a name. And he's had a really good career, still going strong in movies and streaming stuff as we speak. He's really good. I like him. I'm a fan.
All right, let's get right to the box office totals for the weekend. Okay. You were touting Megan on Friday. It looked like
a horror. It would do well, and it did very well. Avatar Way of Water, number one again, $45 million, $516 million domestically, $1.7 billion worldwide. Megan came in second. Really good marketing campaign here by Blumhouse. You know, the TikTok and social media, it attracted a lot of young moviegoers. PG-13 horror film, $30 million opening, that on a $12 million budget, already greenlit a sequel, and had an R-rated version in the can that they could put out also.
Horrible. I think it's crap and it shouldn't even be produced.
Now, here's the thing. Okay, first two movies, good story, right? Yet I still read articles of theaters around the country going out of business. It's just so top heavy what successful. Puss in Boots, $13 million over the weekend, $87 million in 3 weeks. A solid, not stupendous number. A Man Called Otto with Tom Hanks, which will attract a more sophisticated type movie goer. $4.2 million on 687 screens. It opens even wider this Friday.
Yeah. I want to see. That's the only thing that I have here that looks like it's worth our salt as far as time is concerned.
And then Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever, another 3.4, $445 million in 9 weeks of release. In some other box office news, The Whale came in seventh, 1.5. Despite the fact Brendan Fraser's getting great notices, this film's done less than $10 million.
It's such a downer.
No, it is a downer. But, you know, again, this time of year, usually the Oscar bait crowd, you know, shows up to art house theaters. It's just not happening anymore.
No. All right, here is the director of Encanto, Jared Bush, teasing the story. What do you know about Encanto? It's about a madrigal singing family, I think, right? Do you know anything about this? I'm trying
to... It's a Disney animated movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Jay...
That came out already, though.
It may have come out, but they're trying to...
There could be more family members and follow-up sequels in the franchise.
Okay, so what's the attraction?
I just watch R-rated horror movies, Doug. I don't know.
Yeah, I know that. Right.
Disney,
so, Jay, what's the attraction to this movie, Encanto?
Well, other than, I mean, it's great music. Lin-Manuel Miranda, who did Hamilton and In the Heights, he wrote the music for this. And it is just about this family. This is one of those fairy tales and Disney films that there's no real antagonist.
No bad guys.
It's just the family
stories.
Deals with hurdles and the way they come together. And it's a great film. I highly recommend.
So is it for what age group would you say?
All ages. Absolutely all ages can totally take away something from this. And Encanto 2 isn't officially in development, but it seems like the film's creatives are working in a follow-up.
Yeah. Maybe we should have a horror movie developed around the...
I'll make you a deal, Doug. You stand on line for Encanto 2. I'll stand on line for Megan 2.
Let's make a horror show about what happened in Washington over the last 5 days with the business of the Speaker of the House going around and round and round. That's a horror show, right?
It is. Is it?
Oh, yeah, horror show.
Different type of horror show, but yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, if you could have any movie recreated, let's go back over the history of your 30 years on this program. What one movie that you and I have talked about over that time would you like to, that hasn't
well, it
been
happened
recreated?
Already, but it didn't happen the way I want. I mean, I wanted to see a remake of the Poseidon Adventure, but the way they did it, they kept the concept, but the characterization was completely different. We're never going to see another Poseidon Adventure remake because that's not the type of films that people go. It's a good question, though. That is a really... I mean, maybe The Great Escape. I it's one of my all-time favorite films. I think
that's
that
would
be done really well as a remake. Probably not as good, but the concept is there.
I think I would like to see The Magnificent Seven done again, just so I can hear the music.
I thought the remake of that film was actually really good. Chris Pratt.
There was another one.
Really good movie.
Lee Van Cleef starred in one 4 or 5 years after the original one that was, you know, kind of a B movie, but it was The Good Guys and the Bad Guys. That's what we want, right? Good cowboy. Here we are at 59 after on Good Day.
Progressive.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.